God's grace and peace be with each one of you, now and always. Amen. Well, today is a special day of thanksgiving for all that God has done for you and for me. Out of a heart that overflows with the love and the grace of God, spiritually, physically, socially, and personally, comes a natural response of praise and thanks to God for all the great things we've been given. This new orientation of focusing on God is we were given in our baptism, and it was freely given to us to help us focus primarily on our own, not to focus on our own needs primarily, but rather seeing the world through God's eyes and the needs of others around us. You are a giving congregation and giving individuals. Today we will have the opportunity to thankfully support the work of Lutheran Care in South Australia and the Northern Territory with the retiring offering after the worship service. And then I'm here all of February, three Sundays at least. Next week I'm at a young adults camp. But on the last Sunday in February, we're having a guest speaker from the Australian Lutheran World Service who will share with us their ministry to millions of people around the world, and we will be also invited to participate with them in the ministry through a free will offering, another way in which we can express our thanks to God. And as a congregation, you have been incredibly generous in establishing and supporting a ministry to the deaf community over recent years. And in many other ways, I am certain that you have served and loved one another in your congregation, as well as people in the local community over the many years. This is all in addition to how you have looked beyond your own personal needs in caring for your own family and friends, as well as needy individuals who have crossed your path. All of this, our response of thanks to God and sharing what we have, is because we are part of the kingdom that Jesus invites us into, in which he partners with us in serving the world that he loves. This partnership is described in last week's gospel lesson, which we reread today. So what does this kingdom of God look like? First of all, Jesus looks at us and the people in the New Testament whom he encounters. Looking at the other person is the first expression of love. The gospel mentions about 40 times that Jesus looked at people. In Matthew 9:36, we are told that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Jesus sees them for whom they are. He does not impose on them whom he thinks they should be. He allows their difficult circumstances to engage him. He does not rush in with solutions and band-aids. He enters into their pain, illnesses, suffering, and complexities in life. When Jesus sees us in our pain and anxiety, he looks at you and at me, and his heart goes out to us. He feels what we feel. Therefore, we now know that we are not alone in our pain and hurt and isolation. Jesus' eyes give God a face and show us a real loving person. As Jesus looks at you and me, he possesses us both tenderness and power in that look. Usually, tender people lack strength and strong people lack gentleness. But Jesus shows both gentleness and strength. This type of love slows down to be with the other person and to travel at their pace and in their shoes. Almost always, as we know with our daily scheduling life, in our day we try and fit in the other person into our timetable and our expectations. By contrast, children often travel at a different pace to what we do as adults. Parents know this in a frustrating way at times, and yet it is often so very special to travel at the pace of a child and see the world from their perspective. I'm relearning this as a grandparent of 6 granddaughters with whom I regularly get around, even though none of them live in South Australia, all around the place, and actually live with the family and understand what it means to live with these 2 to 4 year olds, as well as another family that's got 9 to 11 year olds. So this can also be true of the elderly person, the sick person, or anyone going through a tough part of life. When Jesus looks at them, he invites us also to slow down and travel at their pace, to see the world through their eyes. He listens to them without imposing on them his understanding of their situation and of trying to find a quick solution. Jesus shows patience and long-suffering with all of us. By contrast, even as people of faith, we can sometimes reduce our faith in God's kingdom to a formula and teachings that can all be written down and summarised verbally. We narrow what it means to be a Christian. We too easily forget to relate with both God and each other in genuine, deep and personal ways. We prefer the quick summary, the two-dimensional image of Jesus and who he is. It is far easier to just slip Jesus into the Bible, just like a sheet of paper, forgetting that he is a three-dimensional person who is desiring to engage with us in every area of our lives. This is one of the reasons why God decided to come personally into the world. In Jesus, he has come in the fullest sense of what it means to be a totally functioning, three-dimensional, large-as-life human being. He wanted love to not just be words, but a life of compassion and action. He came not just to tell us about love, but to be love for us. But how do we find the time, energy and strength to be there for so many people with so many needs? For a start, we have to acknowledge that this is only possible for God. Jesus became exhausted also as a limited human being with all the needs of the people for whom he cared. He had to retreat and quietly spend time with his Father, taking in God's love for him. Often all that we can do is take the needs of others to God in prayer and assure them of our prayers for them. But first and foremost, we need to hear how much Jesus loves us. We can freely rest, if not even wallow, in the love that Jesus has for us. This is pure grace. As we discover and wallow in this grace, it will enliven us and recreate us so that we will start to see ourselves and other people in totally new different ways, as loved and forgiven, brand new people. A great quote that I read once on a two-sided billboard, so you saw one part of it here, and then on the other side, when you're driving on the other side of the highway, you saw the other side. On the one set it said, "All saints have a past." All saints have a past. In other words, we've all got those wrong things in our lives. But on the other side it said, "All sinners have a future." All sinners have a future. You and me. And everybody else in the world. We can learn to slow down and trust that Jesus loves us and wants to love others through us, and that he will help us to find all sorts of ways to love and live with those around us, especially those who are difficult or seem hopeless at times. In our gospel today, we hear how Jesus is trying to open the eyes of the people in his hometown, Nazareth, where he grew up. He indicates that he is the Messiah as he preaches, and his message of love is for all people, both Jewish and their non-Jewish neighbours. But they reject Jesus, preferring their own Jewish clique. Love transcends all boundaries that we too often put up between us and the other. In our Old Testament lesson about taking the first fruits to the priest and celebrating it, at the end of that, in the last line, it says the people who came to that service were both the Jewish people and the foreigners who were living in the land. So Jesus is also challenging us to see his love for every person in Adelaide, including those people with whom we might not identify. Love is far bigger than any of us can imagine, just as God is far bigger than we allow him to be. But this means that we literally have an infinitely deep resource of love to draw on, namely God's love, as we open ourselves to his love and share that love with those near and far from us. Looking at people as Jesus did is risky. He invites us to step out of our safe and controlled world, to be embraced by him, and to love other people with an open attitude, trusting that God will provide us with all the love that we will need. And I invite all of us to step together into this new year, following Jesus as our ultimate lover. In what ways might Jesus be asking you to look at those around you and to hear their needs and see how you can love them? We know the joys and benefits to ourselves and others of this kingdom of God. But sometimes do we say to Jesus, not quite that far. We like your kingdom up to this point, Jesus, but no further. You're pushing us too far. This is what happened to the people in Nazareth. They could cope with having Jesus, the hometown boy, seen as a great teacher and maybe even the Messiah. But they did not like his open and loving agenda that included people beyond their village or beyond the Jewish community. They did not like the openness of Jesus, who wanted to bring the kingdom of God to everyone, and hence they decided to push him off the cliff. Love, healing, liberation and justice for all. This is what Jesus pronounced as the primary agenda of the kingdom. A person called Cornel West summarized it in this way when he said, "Never forget that justice is what love looks like in public." The prophet Jeremiah looked for every excuse to get out of responding affirmatively to God's calling to him. We could say, but we're too small a community, or we are too old, or we have no energy, or we have tried everything, and so on. But God has been with you from your birth and will continue to walk with you wherever he may lead you. Who knows what God has for us around the corner, both as individuals and as a community of faith. Lutheran Care, whom we'll be supporting today, reach out to all people, no matter who they are, what race they are, or religion, or gender, or age, or youth. On this day of Thanksgiving, God invites us to look up, to look to him, to receive from him the sacrament of his love, to see all the gifts that he has given to us in the world around us, and to look at how we can share them with ourselves and with those around us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you come into our world in a very real and human way to call us as fellow humans to follow you, to hear your voice, to be gazed upon by you, so that we may also look beyond ourselves to the needs and other people around us. We thank you for the body of Christ, which gives us the basis on which we can both support each other and reach out to your world with your love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.